That's right. They sign them and say we signed something that's unconstitutional, but I don't know whether I would want to do that or not. That's right, but you don't want me to be like Eisenhower or somebody else to sign something that's unconstitutional. I take an oath that I support the Constitution.
Well, I agree with that, but here's what you can do. Do you mind if I discuss with you some of the practical problems involved?
No, I want you to. That's why I called you.
One thing, of course, the bill is of overriding importance.
That's
right. No members of Congress than any other bill before. It's got projects every member of Congress in front. And following precedent, saying view the importance of the fact that this particular provision is not particularly important, and the question of constitutionality goes only to this provision, not to the entire bill. And others have said that under certain such circumstances, the section would be regarded as invalid by the administration. Now, it would be another matter if the whole thing were unconstitutional, or if a substantial provision of the bill were unconstitutional. Everybody I've talked to agrees that the speaker strongly urges the science, the view of its overreaching importance. It's got to be pocket vetoed if it is vetoed, because the Senate is already adjourned. We're going to go ahead and Senate. We'll be adjourned. Come back to the bill. We checked around to find out how you're going to get a tougher provision, and they might very well override your veto on it. And I would think that wouldn't be very good for us or for you, either one. I think that's what.
Well, I can't override it. You're out of there, and I veto it.
What?
If you veto it and you're gone, why?
You'll kill this bill, but they'll bring in another bill, slowly. And Cannon put this in. At the suggestion of Mrs. Sullivan, Congresswoman Sullivan, who's got very strong feelings in St. Louis, from Missouri. And she's got a bill through the House, a legislative bill, which is much stronger than that, which is just over in the Senate and around the legislature. I hate to see you sign any bill with a minor provision on the Constitution.
I just hate that. I don't know how you take an oath to support the Constitution and then go to signing bills at Valley. I understand they sent me the precedent. They sent me where one or two, maybe two or three presidents had issued statements in lieu thereof. But you hold up your right hand and say you're going to support the Constitution, and in the left hand you sign a damn bill that violates it. Now, how do you do it?
Well, when you withhold, your executive capacity and have the right to state what your opinion is unconstitutional. You are not.
But doesn't that kind of convict me, partner? Say, I know that this is a. I know this is unconstitutional, but I admit I know it, and I've been informed, and I've been advised, and I've been counseled by the Attorney General, but nevertheless, I'm going to embrace something that's unconstitutional.
Well, I don't think you are. I think if I thought you were, I wouldn't suggest that you sign it, but I think when you say that this bill is a bill of nature, one of the most important things we have.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be but 10 days late. They could just take this provision. When are you going to get that civil rights out of the rules? 10 days is what Charlie told me. See where Charlie said that I couldn't bribe him with a little bacon. Hell, I didn't serve him bacon, one, and I didn't try to bribe him, two. You tell him this afternoon that I said that he's not very complimentary of me. I didn't serve him any bacon, and number two, I didn't try to bribe him. I just tried to talk to him about problems we had together.
Yes, you do something that you don't feel like doing,
but
I think...
I sure don't want to, but if you think...
...the practical ramifications of this thing are overriding, you have to give it a pocket veto, which means we cannot act to override. Then we'll send one back, it'll have this in it.
Well, I don't know. I don't believe the Senate would... Even if the House did, I just don't believe the majority of Congress is going to do something unconstitutional if they know it. Well, that's all right. That's all right. As long as they don't handcuff the executive and make him come up and get the clearance from him.
Well,
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They know what to feel.
Well, you know better than anybody.
I think it would make us look awfully bad after we've done all we've done to get through the foreign aid bill to come back and still haven't finished our appropriation.
Uh-huh.
The veto back, you know, they're going to be able to say, well, the executive didn't send us back here till the Congress had already adjourned. But the Senate has already adjourned. It's gone.
Well, I think it...
Wrong,
I know that.
This is not wrong.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, let me take another look at it in light of what you say. Well, I may want to do it. Let me look at it. I'm in here with the Joint Chief Staff now, and let me look at it after I get out, and if I've got any other questions, I'll call you, and I think you've done a good job for me, and I knew you would.
We're going to adjourn ourselves in a minute. Wouldn't
you
know
point
us
staying? Not at all. You go on, and I'll seriously and sympathetically consider what you say and try to see if we can't work out something.
Okay.
Thank you, and if I'll call you if I have any problems.
Bye.